Hi, I'm Matt from the Amazons.
And I'm Chris.
And you're listening to the House of Noise podcast.
Welcome to another episode of...
Oh, I'm supposed to say it. House of Noise. Okay.
Well, it's kind of just become a thing. You're just going to step over me anyway.
Well, no, I was trying to time it so I could say it perfectly and say it at the same time as you, but my timing was a little...
All right, let's try it again.
Too late in the game. Okay.
Welcome to another episode of
House of Noise.
All right, we got to do it again.
All right, do you want me to count it in?
Welcome to another episode of House of Noise.
Yeah, that's all right. That's
all
good.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Hope everybody's enjoying their day, and we hope that everybody enjoys our show.
I hope so too.
I hope we've given us a like. We hope that you listen to all of our past podcasts. You know, there's a lot of fun stuff.
A lot of fun stuff. There's so much fun stuff.
I mean, even if you
should make anyone's day.
Even if you don't want to listen to us, just skip past the little intro and go right to the interview. We don't
mind. Exactly.
Give them a try. Just go on there and click on.
Just give it a little poke.
Just click on every single episode and give it a listen for a minute. If you don't like it, go to the next one.
Right. Just you can skip. It's like a smorgasbord of interesting moments in our tenure during our time as House of Noise, which we will be forever and ever more.
Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Tell your neighbors. Tell your firstborn.
Tell your doctors. Tell your lawyers. Tell your guests.
Tell your therapist.
Tell your gas station attendees.
Gas station attendees. Yes.
Let your local server of foods.
Server of
foods. Let your...
I don't know either.
Get your dog clicking on there.
Right.
You know, every little click helps us.
It does.
So the more listeners we have, the bigger artists we can bring in too. We appreciate everybody that does listen. That's all I'm trying to get at. So anyway, This episode we got to do an in-person interview at the machine shop with Matthew and Chris from the Amazons. They are a UK-based band. They're just outside of London.
Mm-hmm.
Reading, UK.
Oh, Reading. Not Reading, Reading.
That's right. Because I'm American and I see Reading because R-E-A-D-I-N-G.
Reading is good, though. You should read. Everyone should read a story, a book, a magazine. Kindle books does not count.
Like I said in the interview, I'm illiterate.
You're an illiterate son of a bitch.
I'm an illiterate son of a bitch. Yeah, we did talk about that. You guys talked about reading different autobiographies and stuff.
Yeah, we did. We did.
I apologize in advance. Apparently, I didn't have Chris's mic on the whole interview, but you can still hear him a little bit. I'm going to try to play
the audio. Didn't say too much. He was more of quiet and stoic.
But I know
he did have good Elvis hair going on, though.
He did have some good Elvis hair going on.
Yes.
But, I also complimented Matthew on looking like
young David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust.
A young David Bowie.
Yeah, he did correct me. He is not Matt. He's Matthew.
Yes.
And I embarrassingly misspoke about their album title. I don't know why. It's Future Dust, and I kept on calling it Fairy Dust.
Yeah, he was.
They were good sports about
it. He was getting upset, but in a funny way.
Yeah, he wasn't seriously upset, thank God. But I felt really bad because I am a fan of the Amazons. I do like their music. I actually have their initial self-titled album and then their newest one, Future Dust. And
you said it right.
I did. I know. I actually thought they did better than Dirty Honey when we went and saw them.
We did. We told them that too.
Yeah. And he had this like rockin' jacket with skulls on it. And apparently some clothing designer in Los Angeles made it for him. And
what's vibrating?
Is that your phone?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, maybe it's my phone, but I don't know why it's vibrating.
The whole table just went
right
threw me away. We also talked about
phone's over there. That's what it is.
Oh, it's way over here.
Oh, look at that.
Here you go.
Look at that. Thanks.
Have a
telephone. Oh, go ahead. You were saying.
Sorry, it's cellular phone. I was going to say we also talked about their love for American sports.
Yes.
Which I find completely interesting because I'm not a sports guy. I know you love sports. You're not like a diehard and watch it all the time.
No, I do love my sports.
You do love your sports. So it was interesting. And we kind of picked up on that because he wears a lot of American sports.
He had a Detroit.
Yeah, he had Detroit Tigers
shirt on in a picture.
It was an interview. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that he said that wasn't even his shirt.
Yeah.
We made mention to it and he said that it was actually Chris's shirt.
Mm-hmm. Which we gave him one of our shirts too.
Two of them.
Two of our shirts with some pics.
Gave him couple stickers and he got all geeky and he's like, oh, I love stickers. I got a big thing that I put stickers all over. And we're like, all right, cool. But yeah, we had a lot of fun interviewing them. It was, you know, a little short. We got to give huge props to
Callum.
No, I was going to give huge props to Kevin at the machine shop for allowing us to go in there.
Go in there, do
the interview inside because Dirty Honey had taken over their little trailer that they have. And that's where we like to do the interviews. Kevin's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The machine shop is amazing. If you haven't been there, I highly suggest getting out and seeing a show there.
Yeah, definitely.
This was a super fun interview.
It was.
Like we told him, we did not get as in-depth as we would have liked to. So that's why stay tuned. We hopefully will get him back on. We'll do a call in and talk to him on the airwaves.
Yeah.
Or not the airwaves, the podcast waves. The audio waves. There. Audio waves.
There you go.
So hopefully we get a part two with Matthew of the Amazons.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody enjoys this interview. It's a little lighthearted. We talk about food. We talk about places in
America. Yeah, we gave him some direction on where to go in Detroit.
Yeah.
We were his little tour guides.
I don't know how much of that they actually did.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking at their Instagram and Facebook, and it looks like they did a bunch of things on their day off, but I know they went to Third Man Records, and they're throwing snowballs in each other's faces.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I don't really know what they did.
Yeah.
Hopefully they took our advice, and they tried one of the Coney places.
Yeah, had a Coney taste off.
I did see that they were in a diner, but I could not tell which diner they were in.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's good.
Me too.
So, enjoy this episode, this interview, this podcast with
Podmontage.
The Podmontage. Enjoy this episode. Enjoy.
I don't know. Have fun listening to our chat with the Amazons. How about that?
Enjoy our chat with the Amazons, Matthew and Chris of the Amazons. Enjoy this episode. All right. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Good swag.
We are recording, yes.
Of course. Hello.
We are here with Matt and Chris from the Amazons, and we're here at the machine shop.
Bonjour.
The iconic machine shop.
Yeah.
So, welcome.
Thank you.
And
a warm, snowy welcome.
I know. Is it?
You should have been here 3 days ago when
right,
it was like,
what was it like
50 degrees.
What?
Yeah.
50 degrees.
50 degrees, and I don't think there was very much snow on the ground. No, none.
Wow. Yeah, so funny how these things turn so quickly. It's so funny that even like part of this tour, like we've been on the road for like 3 weeks or so now.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that we're in the same country yet. Like a couple of weeks ago, we were in Florida and it was like 70 degrees or something Cape Coral.
Coral Beach.
Yeah. Yes, Fort Myers area.
Oh, yeah, Fort Myers, Florida. That's a nice.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah. We were in t-shirts, sweating
shorts.
A little bit. That's nice, cool beers. But now we're going to have cold beers.
We did notice that you guys dressed for the weather here, though.
Oh, yeah. It was a nightmare packing for this trip because we knew that we were going to have such a range of climate.
No, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
We got to hear sound check, and you guys sounded great.
Oh, thanks.
So I already have my wish list for songs tonight.
Oh, okay.
But I'm really hoping, I definitely want to hear 25.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song. And I was going to ask you, what is that song about? Because I was trying to like figure it out and stuff.
It's like a protest song from the view of someone in their 20s that is being bombarded with so much information that they don't know exactly what they stand for.
Yeah, the video is pretty interesting
because
was it an abandoned airport?
Yeah, it
hangar?
Was. It was somewhere they used for loads of like movie sets and stuff. So there was some really What are the big Boeings that are used for commercial flights? There was loads behind the camera. There was just like this whole graveyard of like this stuff, and it was really creepy. Kind of putting an iPhone torch into one of these like.
That's what I was going to say.
We should have filmed a bit in there.
Yeah, you torched your bus.
Yeah, yeah.
So
we did.
Now you could probably go back there and torch the plane for your next album cover.
Just to set everything on fire.
Next right. Stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Bigger and better. but yeah, that was a lot of fun to make. Really, it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Did you cry a little bit when you had to torch the van? No.
It kind of endangered our lives a little bit too much for us to be too sentimental about it. I mean, fuck it.
Maybe tears of joy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, it served us well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it was time to go. There was a couple of instances where the battery leaked and it was super flammable and it smelled really bad. And
wow.
It wasn't. We did a whole kind of journey with that without realizing.
Oh, God. Well, right. I imagine you did a lot of prayers.
It was time to get red. So, yeah.
Has anybody asked you said that you look like Bowie a little bit? Like a young Bowie?
Like
yeah, I'll take that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
We'll take that. I mean, if our music's half as good as that, then we'll be very happy.
Right.
But yeah, no, we've got our influences, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's kind of surprised me that Bruce Springsteen was an influence.
Yeah.
And stuff.
He is. But I mean, I wouldn't say my lyric style, my lyrical style is like him.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's one of those artists that you just keep on coming back to. I mean, it's hard when you're a musician, it's hard to kind of decipher who's an actual influence and who you're just a damn fan of.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think most of our music's just an amalgamation of all these different things, and they just bleeds into your own sound, really.
Yeah, I love Mother. That's one of my jams. Yeah.
Well, a good sound will have multiple influences in it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, a good band will have multiple influences, and you'll hear that in the music. And we do hear that. We hear lots of different things when we hear your music.
I hope that continues, because we like to listen to as much different stuff as possible and kind of go. I mean, we're at the best time ever to be a fan, because everything's on your fingertips with the internet and Spotify and YouTube. And for the last record, we did a lot of kind of digging and exploring in terms of the origins of the genre, in terms of like the blues and Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson, Son House and all this stuff. So it's been a real trip for us to come to the United States for the first time and do a tour here, but also we started the tour in the South, which is where, I mean, you could probably argue that a lot of the genres that we listen to now, from pop, rock and roll, jazz, blues, it all kind of derives from the Southern States. So it was a real trip to kind of start there and just get amongst it and kind of work out what it was all about. But I think that will continue, because we're always discovering new music and stuff and different genres and stuff.
What do you guys listen to right now?
A lot of country. Yeah. Huge amount. But like, I wouldn't say like any fear. That's a big umbrella kind of genre, isn't it?
I was going to ask, is it newer country, older country?
No. I'd say the likes of Tom T. Hall and Glenn Campbell. I really like, who am I listening to at the moment? I mean, Dolly, Can't Look Past Her. But Porter Wagoner's kind of fun when they do those duet albums right at the beginning of Dolly's career. That's really fun. I mean, and I think as well, a lot of those, like a Glenn Campbell, like these kind of late 60s, early 70s singers, that was just a good time for music anyway, and the singer-songwriter genre anyway, whether it was leaning towards folk or leaning towards rock and roll or leaning towards country, that was a good time for music. Like, the quality of songcraft was unbelievable.
You've been pretty quiet. What about you?
I've been listening to a lot of The Who.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Quadrophenia.
Who's Next has been a big one for me personally.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah that is definitely.
Just finished reading Roger Daltrey's autobiography.
Oh, is that really good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. There's some bits you kind of wish there were.
She's the reader. I'm illiterate. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth a read.
You are not illiterate.
They're old as hell, so they've, cashing in with their stories.
No, Scott Ian is another good autobiography from
Scott Ian.
Anthrax.
Of course.
Yeah,
right, okay.
Yeah, that's a really, really good one.
I'll make
one.
A note of that on my iPhone.
I love music autobiographies. So.
Have you read Keith Richards?
No.
That's no, one no, of my no. favorites.
Is it?
It's an epic.
He is such an interesting artist.
In what way?
Like,
because you don't like him, but you
no, are... no, no, I do, I do. He,
it's all right.
Just
if you don't.
Like, you know, all he went through in what his like innermost struggles were, you know, and how that at times like got the better of him and stuff like that. And you said, I was reading something, and you had said that this was a difficult album, your newest release, which I apologize, I keep on wanting to call it Fairy Dust, and I
That's
don't
fine.
Know why.
Future Dust.
Yeah, that it was a painful record.
Yeah, I mean, a lot
write.
Of second albums probably are.
Yeah.
Because you're off the high of that first record and kind of seeing the world and doing all that stuff, and then it's like, oh, yes, right, yes, new music, of course. We need to do that. We need to do that. We need to knock that into shape. So I knew that we had to kind of, I mean, we were kind of given some time frames and all that kind of stuff from the label. So I knew we needed to do something a little bit more intense. So
This is definitely an intense album.
Yeah, so
sure.
We camped out in, we kind of relocated temporarily to a little cottage, I guess, in Wales.
Yeah.
Kind of getting inspiration for what Led Zeppelin did.
That's kind of like what Rush did too, because I think one of the albums
I just watched that Rush film.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've never really heard much of their stuff. They haven't really translated in the UK as much.
Really?
But from the outside in, I see like a very Grateful Dead, Fish, Rush type similar way of the band communicating with the fans and the fans like getting really into them. Like,
I'm not a Fish fan, but if somebody is a Fish fan, they're all
really
in.
I see this. Yes. I was talking to someone in Harrisburg who was a massive Rush fan and saw them 26 times. And but it's not
intense.
Too dissimilar to Springsteen fans, I don't think.
True.
Like, they get people. But I guess they're also acts that we're talking about who tour relentlessly and gained... And throw in something different and are famously good live acts.
Yeah.
So what were we talking? Oh yeah. So we kind of went to Wales.
I know. I'm sorry.
At least you remembered.
Yeah.
On the south coast, in a place called Three Cliffs Bay. Very picturesque. Very idyllic. Very isolated, essentially. And this was the summer of 2018, so it felt like the world was ending. So it was a good time come and.
Do you guys all collaborate together when writing, or is that more?
Yeah, I'd say it's more traditional in that I'm the lyrics and melodies guy, but in terms of arrangement and things like that, when you talk about a rock band, lyrics and melodies, thankfully, are just one dimension of it.
Yeah.
So there's a huge amount to do when it comes to arrangements. Because I've got a huge amount of ideas that are just melodies and chord progressions, but that doesn't mean they'll turn into songs or become Amazon songs. So there's a huge amount to do when it comes to that, basically.
Does it get frustrating at times when doing the writing process and they're putting in their inputs? And I mean, do you guys generally see eye to eye in a lot of things when writing and creating?
I think the boys trust me, and I definitely like just kind of giving them stuff to do. But I'll go, Chris, this is where you do a banging... This is where you do a great guitar line. Yeah. Jimin? I'm like, I don't want to do that. You do it. And Joe, like drums and stuff, I'll be like, should we do this beat? And we'll try it. And then he'll be like, what about something else? And, do you know what I mean? It's a very...
Yeah.
It's hard to... there's never one method for one song.
Which
or
is
they're
nice.
Very similar methods, but there's always subtle differences about how these are made. But we're not really a... we're not a band where I present the band with like... finished songs since like Learn Your Parts or anything like that.
Yeah.
We're also not, and leading on with that, we're not a band that has like 30 songs going into a record. It's very much like, if we're not feeling it in its early stages, it will probably go.
Yeah.
So really for Future Dust, you know, we recorded about 12, 13 songs.
Yeah, I think.
And I reckon we probably cut a couple, like one or two songs that didn't make even the recording process, purely because they weren't quite finished and they weren't quite right.
I was going to ask, I got Fairy Dust in your first album.
Future Dust.
Oh, God.
One more time.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to drop the mic and leave.
I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's Future Dust.
I am so sorry.
Future Fairy Dust.
That's fine.
So sorry.
That's all right. Fairy Dust probably better.
No. okay, so Future Dust, you guys, I saw on Facebook that you're doing a deluxe and there's three songs.
Yeah.
So is that something that you're only doing online or
so
are you going to do...
It's happened. So there's two songs that didn't make the final track listing of the original record, Fairy Dust. It was...
But obviously they were good enough that you held on to them.
Yeah, basically it was Heart of Darkness and Howlin', and we couldn't decide which one was going to go on the record. So then we kind of discussed how we're probably going to release some more music this year. Next year. So why don't we just hold on to them, put them out, and this was an opportunity for us to do so. But with the United States, we were approached by a Oakland-based record label called Uncool Records.
Oh, okay.
And Uncool Records are run by the boys in a band called Swimmers, who are Oakland-based, who are great. And they approached us, Joey, the drummer, approached just asking if we wanted to like re-release like an old EP. And I said, actually, you know what? We're coming on tour with Dirty Honey in January and February. We should do something to coincide that. We need something to direct everyone who comes to see us. Instead of going, oh, we've got two records, why don't we direct them to something special that we're doing just for this tour and this
so
country.
So will not be available after this.
It will be.
Okay.
It will be. It's the way I worded it. No,
just here.
Was more. It was inspired by this tour, but it will be only in the United States,
okay.
And it's
okay.
An introducing the Amazons kind of compilation of our first two records, those from three new songs that you mentioned that would be on the Future Dust Deluxe, and we're going to do a run of vinyl in the next couple of weeks with Uncool Records. And it's all about the United States. It's like our introduction. It's kind of like a really, really old school way of kind of introducing.
Who was the Jack White fan?
Both of us, maybe Chris.
Are you excited to be in Detroit and be able to go to the Jack White record store?
We went to
heard it kind of sucks, but...
We went to, we went to the one in Nashville. And it was great.
I forgot that he has a store on Nashville, too.
Yeah, Third Man Records in Nashville, and we bought stuff, so it was good.
Yeah, fine.
But, I mean, those places are their recording studios. And
right.
So the bits you can't see are probably the best bits.
Right.
Is it in Detroit where we can have a look at the vinyl pressing?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
We should visit it.
We should definitely
go.
And Detroit has good barbecue, too.
And Detroit has good. Okay, we're going to see.
Slows is like.
We're
going to
see the Red Wings hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Against
yeah.
the Bruins.
That's a brand new stadium, too. It's really nice. We were just there, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Little Caesars, right?
Oh,
now.
And that's going to be a game because Boston, they're pretty
good.
Very
good, yeah.
Red Wings will probably lose, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's a
given. I've been to a lot of. LA Kings games in my time.
We've seen a few different videos with you, and you have different sports shirts that you wear a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So do you buy a shirt every time you're
in? I should wear my Detroit baseball.
Yes, I saw that.
Baseball jersey.
You could technically wear one of these shirts. I have more in my car.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
House of Noise is such. It's a wicked shirt.
Thank you.
We're kind of slowly settling into who we actually support when it comes to American sports.
Detroit's probably not on the list.
Probably not. I'm more of a I'm a Dodgers fan.
We're more of a nostalgic thing than anything.
Joe is a Red Sox fan. And you've got a really cool Giants baseball jersey. Yeah. So.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say Giants football. Damn it.
Yeah, no, sorry.
No? Man.
Hey, you can support the Giants football.
Do you guys follow a lot of American sports then?
Yeah, we're getting into it. My girlfriend's sister works for the Kings, so for that reason, I've kind of gone to a lot more games than I would have done. And I really enjoyed going to the Dodgers. Been a couple of times there. Never seen an NFL game, but I've been really getting into that over the last couple of years. You know what? We're big into sports in the UK, but you know what? We watch soccer our whole lives.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun to... see a sport being hugely popular and not understanding it and just getting into it. And with American sports, there's this huge culture around each sport. They have crazy traditions, crazy superstitions.
Yeah, especially with
great
football,
great history,
too.
Football. Yeah. And I love the old school kind of baseball thing they got going on.
Baseball is definitely.
And then we like the fights in hockey.
Oh, they're great.
Well, you'll be lucky if you see any nowadays, though.
Yeah, I've never seen one live.
It was definitely more of a 80s, 90s,
never
70s,
seen
80s,
one
90s
live.
Thing. But
I think a lot of sports, especially soccer, I think hockey's probably going the way of faster, more technical, quicker, more athletic. And from my kind of outside point of view, they're still holding on to that slight kind of bro drinking culture thing. But I mean, the more money people pour into it, the more pressure on the athletes. And then it's happened with soccer, because I was talking to the boys, like back in the day with soccer, like the 70s and 80s, there was huge lad kind of drinking culture, great talented players and stuff. But then the TV money comes in with the Premier League, and now that's like worth billions and billions. So much pressure. You get kind of more international and different cultures coming into the dressing rooms with like international transfers and stuff. And that just becomes a slight, the focus completely turns. But yeah, I think it's interesting to draw parallels between the American sports and what we're used to and so familiar with in the UK.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Is rugby a thing too?
Yeah, we were just watching the Six Nations this morning. Six Nations is like a tournament for rugby in Europe. It happens every couple of years or every year, I think. It's England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and France and Italy.
I think as far as contact's concerned, that's the closest
it's
to football.
It's pretty brutal. It's different from football. I think it's probably...
Yeah, it's different, but I'm just saying contact-wise.
The contact is like much more relentless.
Right.
Yeah.
But they don't have any armor on, and it's like, I think the contact... It's slightly less, it's kind of like more blunt and just like meat just slapping together for 80 minutes.
Yeah, and you don't know what's going on
whilst
under that
football
pile.
I think football feels like potentially more dangerous because you could get caught at like big speeds, really awkward angles and stuff. Whilst rugby, you're just going to get a cauliflower ear and you're just going to get through.
It's a bit less regulated.
Maybe.
You can tackle anyone however you like.
Right.
Oh, I guess they'll be like, you can't like punch him in the head or anything like that.
Like I said, I'm sure there's a bunch of cheap shots in there too.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of space where people can't see.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, especially in rugby, there's a lot of like stamping, like in the rocks and stuff.
And kidney shots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always interesting to kind of check it out.
So what's the biggest difference between, you know, being home and being here that you've noticed?
There's choice to an extent, and I feel like everything's just bigger.
Not just in Texas.
Everywhere. No, everything is absolutely. Everything is bigger. What else have we noticed? I think people are pretty friendly. It's hard to say because like when my girlfriend's gone to the UK, she's like, everyone's so friendly. I'm like, really? And I think the difference in accents. I don't know, everyone's just
curious.
Yeah.
A lot of people after shows are like, welcome to the States. Like, welcome.
Well, you guys have been here before, so.
Yeah, but not in this way.
Right.
But it's, I don't know, I don't think people are going to go in the UK like, welcome to Britain. That's welcome.
Yeah.
Come in. It's more like, what are you doing here?
Americans.
Yeah. No, but no, like, why are you here? Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Go, you know, isn't it cooler in America kind of vibe?
Right.
Not like, you know, get out.
Right. I'd love to go sit in a pub, though, in England. You know.
It's like a bar.
Yeah.
Except from the bars are not very sit-on-able. Like, so here it's much more of a culture to get a stool, sit at the bar, and the whole thing is, like, built towards you putting your arms on it and then just hanging out. This... Like in the pubs, it's more like you stand next to it and then you move out of the way and then you go and sit on other tables. Of course, everyone's got tables.
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like the bars are very different. There's a difference. Yeah. And you have so many different chains of fast food. Unbelievable.
Yes,
that's why we're all in shape, but it's the wrong shape. You know?
Also, the coffee culture's different. You guys
ask you
love
about coffee too.
Yeah, I love coffee.
You guys love like drip coffee?
Yes.
Way more. I never really have that much drip coffee in the UK. Can't really get it. It's all espresso based because it's European. It's all espresso.
What's funny is I went to Lithuania and they actually just put their grounds in hot water. That's
really?
How they drink it.
Okay.
No.
Someone needed to talk to them about that.
Yeah, no.
They
there
got,
needs to
they
be a
got
separation.
The coffee in the vans and were like, I don't know what we do with this.
Just fit it in there.
No, there needs to be a separation.
There's great coffee in this country, though. But there are also some of the worst coffee I've ever had in my life.
Up here in the north.
It's all about instant, like convenience,
when
rather than anything.
When you're close to Canada, you want to do Tim Hortons.
Yes, Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons, and I'm really getting into coffee at the moment, so I like to hear about these things. Tim Hortons, what is that? Is that
It's just a Canadian coffee chain.
Yeah,
okay.
But they've bled into the United States a little bit.
I like that. Can we get that in Wisconsin?
Yes, there should be some in Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay, we will. We're always on the lookout for good eateries.
You guys have a day off, so you could get it tomorrow.
Yeah. What, in Detroit?
Everywhere.
Where else is good in Detroit to go on your day off? Tell us.
Go to try Coney Island.
Any Coney Island.
Another Coney Island?
Yes.
Well, Coney Island are famous for our Coney dogs.
Yeah. Detroit is famous for their Coney dogs.
It's just a hot dog with chili on it and cheese and onions and
mustard. Oh, my God.
Mustard. Mm. Whatever you want. You can order it to go.
But there's two different styles in Detroit. There's National and Lafayette, right? There's two different. Yeah. So you might have to have a taste off.
Fine with me.
Yeah, because they do them differently. It's very, very different.
So anywhere else in Detroit that you'd think we'd like to go to?
Got to try the Detroit-style pizza.
Detroit-style pizza. Yeah.
There's a place in Austin called Via 313, and they do Detroit-style pizza.
Was it Chicago? No, it was Detroit, wasn't it? It's a deep dish, but it's made in a pan, so there's a crispy outside crust.
It was the best pizza we've ever had.
Oh, my God. It's so
cheese
good.
And sauce.
Yeah. Yes.
So that, it might be the way Austin does.
Yeah.
With sauce on top. That's the Chicago style.
Yeah, Chicago style is. New York style is the thin. When you guys were in New York, did you have any New York style pizza at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a big, thin, foldable that you can like fold in stuff. So. Yeah.
All right, we should definitely have Detroit style pizza. Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
And then, like I said, Slow's Barbecue.
Slow's Barbecue, as in like slow gin, or like slow as in like the verb.
I think it's Slow's Barbecue. It's really good, really good.
How big is that list that you have going there?
I've got Scott Inn, Tim Horns, Coney Island, Third Round Records.
Well, this is just from us.
Detroit
style. I thought you had a list going from.
Here. No. It's good. You know what? We don't really have these conversations anywhere else.
Well,
it's
good.
This country, like, there's so many. Everyone's
very
like,
food-based.
You got to go to this spot in town. You got to go to the best. Like, oh, you want barbecue? You got to go Hy-Vee's or
LA
whatever.
LA might be the worst about that. They're just like, here's the best place you could go to, the best place for this cocktail, the best place for this.
Yes.
Because everything's always opening there, so everything's new.
Yeah, there's this great new spot.
Exactly.
I know exactly.
Then you wait in line for 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
That can be some of the places here, though.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, like if you go to Clarkson.
We need to eat dinner, by the way, before our, we just talked so long. And do you have any other questions we'll fire for him? Because I need to eat so freaking badly.
No, God, no. I want you guys to eat.
Thank you. It's our fault. No, don't apologize. We just went crazy on it.
No, and I apologize for misnaming the album like twice.
But I do. Not
you did it way more than twice.
Okay. Not forgiven. It's fine. It's cool. Just not forgiven.
You have my permission to smack her.
We'll never forget.
Being willing to talk to us,
absolutely.
And I hope you had fun because we don't write down questions. We just like to have conversations.
We're
people. You guys are people, and we just want to.
Well, we do our research.
We did, yes.
But we want it to be a more conversation-based interview.
That's so much nicer to listen to.
Yeah.
Podcast, we're going to say.
So,
thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thanks very much, man.
Hey, thank you. All right.
Now it's time for a special session we call Ask the Experts.
We call up our friends and family and get their take on things we talked about during this interview. Enjoy.
What's going on, man?
Doug, have you ever snorted or smoked fairy dust?
Yeah, have you? Be real. Don't lie.
No, I have not.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm standing in front of my dad.
Really? Oh, hey, what about, would you be able to fill us in if your dad never has?
Yeah, has your dad ever partaken?
So Jim is asking, have you ever partaken in a little bit of the Colombian Bam Bam?
No, fairy dust.
No, fairy dust.
Fairy dust?
Yes. Yeah.
It was fairy dust.
We're not
talking about the same thing.
It's the magical dust that fairies sprinkle on people.
Or it's whatever you want it to be. It's magical.
For sure, he's snorted fairy dust.
How about you? Have you ever partaken in the fairy dusting?
The dusting of the fairies?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah. Okay. What did that feel like? Was it magical?
Well, did you feel magically delicious?
Yeah.
I did.
Did you want to go eat some Lucky Charms?
What are you guys doing?
We are doing a bit for our podcast.
Yes.
And if it's okay with you, we'd like to put this at the end of the episode.
Yes, because
that'd be cool.
We consider you an expert. Do you really believe in fairies?
Well, I'm an expert in many.
You aren't. Hey, listen, actually, while I think about it, you do have a woodworking business, so I'm going to allow you to give yourself a spot. So tell us about
give us a plug.
Yeah, give us a plug. Plug your business.
All right. Business. Check me out at facebook.com/DJG Woodworking for... I don't know. You put me on the spot here.
I can edit. Come on.
Oh, you can edit.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this. I'm gonna sound like a Franken bit.
Or maybe I won't. Just let you eat this one.
Better than a Franken.
That'd be cool. Just let it ride.
All right.
Yeah. So
DJG woodworking. Facebook.com.
Yes.
Instagram.
Yes, and I still got to get you a hat.
Yeah.
Well, your stuff is gorgeous, Doug, so we will...
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to take this opportunity, actually, while we had you on the phone, for you to give a little plug for your biz and so people can get their asses out there and check out your stuff.
That's not what this is about. This isn't supposed to be plugging. I was going to let them give a quick little 10-second thing, but
this is
you're trying to go into a whole thing.
I just want my cousin to, you know...
I'll turn this into a minute-long commercial.
Yeah, see Doug for all your woodworking needs. So, all right, cool.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right, later.
Bye.
See ya.
Love ya.